escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And I want to talk about the running back position in the National Football League and the running back room in Washington. Yes, Saquon Barkley, like I said, was the player of the season, I thought, the highlight of the season, the player of the year in the NFC, the cover of Madden, and the Super Bowl champion. What he did last year was unbelievable. But let's not gloss over the fact that the running back position has been devalued every year for the past 5 or 10 years. And teams aren't drafting running backs like they used to, and they're moving on from running backs unlike the way they used to. Yes, Derrick Henry and Saquon had great seasons on new teams, and there were a lot of good running backs last year. But around the league, you're seeing a lot of teams go to running back by committee or running back specialists. I think that's what Washington will be doing this season. I ask you right now, who you think will be next to Jaden Daniels? Week one against the New York Giants. Game one, snap one, play one. I say Austin Eckler next to Jaden Daniels. Michael Phillips says five wide. Let Jaden figure it out. He doesn't need a running back next to him. I've had callers say Chris Rodriguez, and callers claim they want to see Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I think we're going to see a lot of guys this season. I'm predicting top two in snaps, unless a running back gets hot, I think would be Eckler and McNichols. I think I see C-Rod and Bill splitting carries. Maybe C-Rod's so good he holds them off, because I do think there's a chance Bill's inactive week one. And then there's a chance that Bill just wins this job. Eckler is the guarantee. You know what you're going to get from him when he's healthy. And that's why I think you got to start the season with him. Just run him into the dirt while he's healthy. Use him up. Even use him in kick return, because that's where he's great at. Use him while you got him. McNichols, I think, is your second best thing, because they really do trust him to block in the backfield next to Jaden Daniels. A lot of people have pointed to the highlight against the Bengals. Terry deep in the end zone. McNichols makes that play happen with an awesome block at the running back position. Chris Rodriguez, plenty of film on tape from last year. Bill, the most upside, because he's the unknown, having a fresh start, missing most of last season, and has been really exciting turning heads at training camp. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I agree with you. I think Eckler is going to be right there. And if he stays healthy, he's, I think, our best solution. And, you know, with B-Rob, man, I think he's going to be in a better position because I heard somewhere that when he's running downhill, that he's much better. His yards per carry are much better. And he's a downhill back where we're mostly in the shotgun. So I think the move to San Francisco is going to help him a lot, and I wish him the best of luck. Hey, who knows? The last time we traded somebody last year, they got a Super Bowl ring. That was Dotson to the Eagles. So who knows?
Yeah. Dotson didn't really contribute much, but good for him.
It don't matter. He got a ring. Yeah. My other thing is I talked to you before about Terry. It's going to be up to Terry to give in because he wants that third year guaranteed, and he's not going to get it. And because this is his last contract, he's not going to sell it for 2 years guaranteed. So unless he gives in, I think he's going to sit out until it starts affecting him, until he mischecks. And then, you know, I think he'll be back. But that might be the third game of the season. So
I
hope
they
work out something before then. I know. Yeah. I hope they do. But you got to understand, Terry's 30 years old, man. He's going to want to get this his last big check. He's not going to sell it for 2 years. He's not.
I get that.
And he don't budge. Peter's not going to budge, you know?
Yeah. But if Jahan Dotson's getting a ring, does Terry want one? He's got to play to get one.
I agree. I don't know why. Terry, I don't know. I think he's getting some bad advice. Because, look, you're 30 years old. If somebody guarantee you $50 million, I mean, 30-year-olds in the league going to get $50 million guaranteed. Not that many.
Fact.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope he decides to play, man, because we really need him.
Yep.
You know?
Good call, Zeke. All right, so Zeke's going with Eckler in the backfield, and I totally agree with him in terms of Brian Robinson Jr. has just never been a great shotgun running back. It just doesn't fit his style of play, in my mind. Let's go to Allen in Lorton. Allen, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. First-time caller.
How are you doing?
Good. Hey, listen, even if the Commanders' running back room wasn't so great, I think they still needed to cut B-Rod because B-Rod, he was just a one-dimensional battering ram, and he's not really cut out for that. You know, I don't think that it was sustainable, him being used that way, game after game.
I mean, Allen, his best strength was third and one, right?
Yeah, but he was always getting, you know, he was getting the guys that could do that, a guy named Jerome Bettis and Saquon and Jim Brown and even who?
Derrick Henry.
There's a lot of guys who are just thick and built and can take that pounding and dish out pounding game after game after game.
Yeah.
And I look at him, I don't see that in him. I never did. So I'm not surprised he was always getting hurt, but that's all I wanted to say.
No, good call, Allen. I think my only follow-up to that, Allen, good call, would be just that if Brian Robinson's just that, then why didn't they upgrade on it earlier in the offseason? Why didn't they use a higher pick? That'd be my only answer. But I think the optimistic approach that I'm going with is Adam Peters has had his guys scouting running backs since he got the job. Adam Peters didn't care. Antonio Gibson? What? Adam Peters came in here, brought in Eckler. That's what fits Cliff Kingsbury, not Brian Robinson Jr. The optimistic approach is Adam Peters has been scouting running backs since he got here. He saw film on Bill from the season he played college football, not the season he was ineligible and only played one game. That's the optimistic approach, is that they've known about Ja'Cory Kraskamara, Bill, for a while. They knew they had a steal. They got him in the seventh round. A lot of people told me, and not just one or two, several reporters have said, if he played his whole senior season, he would have been probably a third-round pick. If you just envision a new front office coming in, drafting a third-round running back and starting him week one, it's not crazy to envision that at all. Especially drafting a third-round running back, that's super high when how much the position's been devalued. So I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that Bill was one of their favorite running backs in college. This new staff knew that they were going to choose to start one of their favorite running backs out of camp. It didn't matter if it was the guy with the expiring contract or the old head in Austin Eckler or the rookie or the unproven guy in Chris Rodriguez. They were just going to get a group together. And if you paid attention like I did Every press conference, Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters talked about how much they love the running back room, how deep it was. They just let the best guy rise to the top. And when you think about it that way, it's not crazy to cut Brian Robinson Jr. or to trade Brian Robinson Jr., right? There were too many plays last year where he left us behind the sticks. And I kept saying a better offensive line, B-Rob should be better. I think what they're thinking has shown us a better offensive line, the entire rushing attack should be better. That's just, unfortunately, it's how it works in the NFL sometimes. Because you could argue they screwed B-Rob. You could argue they should have made this move earlier in the offseason. I kind of think that's how the league works, though, is that you have to see what you've got in your running backs in the joint practice and in the preseason. And it just worked out this year, unfortunately, where it got leaked. And so B-Rob, it got leaked literally on Sunday before Monday Night Football. And so B-Rob decides, I don't want to play. And it kind of worked out for the best because we started Jaden Daniels next to Chris Rodriguez and got a look of Chris Rodriguez against a top defense, got a look of Ja'Cory Kresge-Merritt against a number one, right? Maybe not a top defense because the Bengals are awful, but it was at least their starters, and they looked good. And I feel like the coaching staff, like, they had to have so much confidence Tuesday morning to trade Brian Robinson Jr. after the way Chris Rodriguez and Bill looked, right? You have to have had so much confidence because both those guys looked fantastic. Rodriguez had the boom, the 40-yard run. Kresge-Merritt shows off the explosiveness in a 27-yard run. Eckler has been a starting running back in the league for years. They've known about this. McNichols is maybe their best blocker and a solid scat back. They probably feel really damn good about their guys. Good enough that they were able to trade Brian Robinson Jr. It's how it works in the NFL sometimes. If you're listening here on the Odyssey app, you're always available to rewind. We had Michael Phillips on at 9:30. We'll bring on JP Flame, Glass Joe JP from the Sports Junkies at 11 a.m. He had a pretty special announcement this week on his show, the Sports Junkies. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I know we've still got a bunch of callers on the line that want to chime in on B-Rob or today's game. We're going to get to your calls before the end of the show today, and I will give you my pick for the face of the National Football League this season. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Jaden, but I'm going a little outside the box thinking, and I also have a surprise X factor for the Commanders this year. The guy that got paid is going to prove why he got paid this season. It's all coming up on the final couple hours of AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got Metal Chris running the ones and twos here on AWOD Radio. It is a Bergen and Gold game day kickoff just after noon, preseason week three against the Baltimore Ravens. You want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, or you can tweet us at AWOD Radio. Dwayne tweets me, Brian Cashman, as a GM for the Yankees, said his job is to always be looking for a player or situation better than what he has now, and it's the player's job to make sure he doesn't find one. So that's what AP is doing here, and unfortunately, B-Rob didn't do his job well enough. It is unfortunate. And like I said, I think if you're looking at it with burgundy and gold glasses, or even maybe a national perspective, it's how are you going to cut the lead back from last year? But Jaden actually ran for more yards than Brian Robinson. And a lot of Brian Robinson's success was probably helped by Jaden's threat. And then you have the addition of Deebo Samuel and Ja'Cory Kraski-Merritt and Chris Rodriguez, the fourth quarter man from last year. It does make more sense. I don't know if we're ever going to have a running back outrush Jaden Daniels again. Maybe 10 years from now. He had 851 yards last year. And he missed the fourth quarter of a game. He missed three quarters of another game, right? I think Jaden will run for 900 plus this year. I don't know that we're going to have a running back outrun him. In fact, I think it's going to be a bunch of running backs because I think it's going to be running back by committee. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Top of the day to you, Adam. Shout out to Heavy Metal. Doing a great job as usual, guys.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine as frog here, Adam. Nothing to complain about, buddy, on my side of the fence.
How do you feel about the Brian Robinson trade to the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, Adam, I'm going to say this, buddy, that I think they might be making a mistake. And I understand what everybody is saying, but you have to realize that I don't know how anybody wouldn't have noticed last year watching and listening to the games that he was being hit in the backfield probably, if not the majority of the time, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Our line really did not perform very well. And, you know, given the chance and with a decent line, he is an excellent back. He could be an excellent back, but he is a solid back no matter what anybody says.
And no, he's a starter. But here's the thing, Mark, and let me ask you this. For years, I would have questioned this move. I trust the front office. I trust what Adam Peters is doing.
I understand that, Adam, and I trust him too. However, that man, Mr. B-Rob, and I'll always call him that, and I wish him nothing but the best, just like B-Mitch said yesterday. And he deserves better than this, and I think that it's brutal. Like, hey, always good to have Mr. Phillips on too, Adam. I really like it when you have him on. He's at the top of his game and the best in the area as far as analytics and everything. And everything he said, I agree with. However, it is a brutal sport, but it's not supposed to be a brutal sport when you come to somebody's feelings who has played hard for you his whole career and has never given up one iota. And the thing is, it's about the scheme. You hit on it. If he doesn't fit into your scheme, you should have been sincere with him and talk to him about it and let him know and not hung him out to dry like they did. That does not set a good precedent, and it does not say very much about the team's civility towards their players. And believe you me, that is going to come to fruition because of the contracts that are on the way,
yeah.
Like my man Mark from Largo said. Do not think for one second that this is not going to carry through and affect the team. And as far as Terry goes, we're seeing that with him. He, and Adam, I could not agree with you more, and I'm not going to say who's giving the bad advice. I believe we can pretty much figure that out because, let's face it, he settled for a favorable contract for the team in his last negotiations. So, and I think that they're really dealing with a lot of preconceived notion on what Terry could have done for him. Now, do I think he's worth $35 million a year? No. But I think they should meet somewhere in the middle and give him incentives with what he's put up with through his time. And the other thing, Adam, I would say, and everybody seems to be going back to this, you included, that these gentlemen do not control one iota who drafts them and how they get into the league. So I think it's another, once again, it's a little bit disingenuous to say that about them when they have talent evaluators when they're playing for the team, and you certainly should not be disingenuous with the people who are trying to make you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question, Mark, because I feel bad for B-Rob just like you. He has given up so much. The bulletproof B-Rob story is great. But moving on from him, who do you think leads us in carries this year?
Well, Adam, I was getting ready to say this. I certainly hope that it is not Jaden Daniels, because I think if it is, they're going to be in trouble. And the fellas that they're going to have in their running back room, I'm going to tell you, one of them has already had a couple of concussions, and I love them. That's B. Austin. And, man, if it's Jaden, man, they'd better be careful. They'd better be real careful because he is not a big guy. And let me tell you, if he gets blindsided or gets caught out in the flat and somebody puts a wallop on him, whether they get flagged for 15 yards, man, if he can't play the rest of the year, he's knocked out for 3 or 4 games. Man, we're going to get a big dose of Marcus Mariota. And I'm not saying Marcus can't play, but I don't think that's in their plans. And remember this, that the road to ruin is paved with the greatest intentions. So remember, careful what you wish for, buddy, and I'll get off here because I know your phones are loaded up, buddy. And, hey, you guys take care and have a nice day.
Yeah, Mark, appreciate the call. Love the passion and the energy. And I think
you'll
Jaden
never
will.
You'll never get anything like that from me on the Redskins, buddy.
Yep, take care, man. I think Jaden will lead us in carries, unfortunately, but hopefully he can stay healthy. That's got to happen. Yep. Let's
be
go
careful,
to
buddy.
Yeah, Mark. Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring. Scott, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, wow. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I like B-Rob, and his rookie, what happened to him during rookie camp and all that, getting shot.
Scott, can you turn your radio down? It's hard to hear you, bud.
All right. Turn that down, bud. got getting hurt and everything. Shot. And he played hard. He did play hard. But we now have pains of being a good organization. We got people making decisions that have to make tough decisions. And I don't necessarily agree with Mark about they did him dirty because, they gave him a chance to compete in camp. Rodriguez came back, lost some weight, and
yeah.
We didn't know what, Bill was going to be. And they see things different now. So
no, that's a great point, Scott. Like I think everybody that's upset with this situation has to realize Brian Robinson had a chance to be the best freaking – baddest mother effer in camp, right? He had a chance.
Right. And as far as the Terry situation, that's another thing that is a football-related issue. Finally, we're not dealing with nonsense like sexual harassment, tickets, this, that. Actual football problems, that teams deal with. And we'll get through it. I think the Terry thing's going to get settled. I don't know. Someone's going to have to bend a little bit, but I think Rodriguez might lead us in carries this year. I really do. And I think Bill will get his fair share. A little bit of nickel, McNichols sprinkled in. But Austin's going to get his work. And we see what he does when he's healthy and on the field. But he's going to be situational. They're not going to overload him. But we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, man, good call. Appreciate you chiming in. I wanted to say, I don't think it's a coincidence that Austin Ekeler comes in with total professionalism and this team has a lot of success. Yes, Jaden Daniels is the biggest factor. But Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson talked about this at length, and everybody talked about this last training camp. Austin Ekeler is the most professional guy that they had in terms of he just gets to work and grinds every single day and tries to get better and works on little things that he can improve on. Like, Austin Ekeler changed the culture along with Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. He's a big part of that, from last season. His professionalism is a big part of why they had a lot of success last year. I do think it had to do with things off the field as well, meetings, game plans and stuff like that. I don't want to say anything negative about Brian Robinson, but I know how much a professional Austin Ekeler is. I think that played into a big part of the success last year. And for Chris Rodriguez, kind of deserves an opportunity. I loved calling him the fourth quarter man last year. He came in the fourth quarter and would rumble and bumble and stumble for first downs and get into the end zone. And he averaged like 5 yards a pop last year. It was awesome. Now you could argue defenses were worn down. It was late in the game. You had the threat of Jaden Daniels. But he was so good in the fourth quarter. I've been wanting to see him in the first quarter get an opportunity. And Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was really good in the preseason game against the Bengals and his turn heads in training camp. I want him to get an opportunity. And McNichols you could trust. And Ekeler, I think you should start with, while he's healthy, let him be your bowling ball. Just roll him down the field, let him run people over and move past them. He's like, he just bounces off tackles because he's tiny, but he's so strong. And so I like what they've got in the room. I know people feel bad for B-Rob. There were people that were fans of B-Rob. I was a fan of B-Rob. I just think, like that one caller said, you had everybody at training camp. This is still a new regime, just year two for those guys. They don't care about guys that were here before. They just want to see who was the best. They didn't think B-Rob was the best. Otherwise, I don't think they would have traded him. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. Gives you the ability to rewind. I use it Monday through Friday because I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. anymore. Now that I'm not working on the junkies and I'm living in Richmond, but I do love to check in with the boys, so I rewind to 6 a.m. on the Odyssey app. JP Flame from the Sports Junkies will join us at 11. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio like Mike has. It's a good tweet, wanted to read it on air. Mike says, AWOD, I don't feel bad for Brian Robinson, because he is being sent to a team that fits his style of downhill running. He will get a much better contract there or somewhere else staying in that system. That's not our system. As always, love the show. I appreciate that, Mike. If you want to chime in about B-Rob, I'd love to hear you. If you want to vent, if you understand why he was traded, if you want to talk about Brian Robinson Jr., phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. But after you're done talking about B-Rob, I ask you, who do you think will lead the team in carries this season? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Will in Brandywine. Will, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's going on, AWOD?
Will, what's up, man?
Hey, so first I want to start out by thanking Brian Robinson for being a great commander. You know, I understand why AP made the move. It is what it is. We move on. Next. I think Chris Rodriguez leads this team in carries simply because I think Chris has been in the league long enough and has shown enough to warrant that carries.
Let me ask you, Will, do you think Chris Rodriguez is better than Brian Robinson Jr., similar, the same? How do you view the two?
I think they're similar, but I think the one big difference that, I mean, I'm, as a football novice, I'm not a coach, I think he has better vision than Brian Robinson, because when I looked at Brian Robinson, he missed the hole here and there. You know, he would run up in the hole. He wasn't patient that time. I think Chris Rodriguez has a little bit better vision, a little bit more patient. But they're both big physical bruising running backs, you know. And I think I think the kid, Kroski Merritt, everyone's real hype about him. I don't think he's going to lead the team in carries. I think it's just too much to put on a rookie. I think maybe by the end of the year, he starts to catch up in carries with Chris Rodriguez. But I think to start the season out to be Chris Rodriguez, you're going to, and as if Chris Rodriguez makes the team, I hope they don't cut him. And I think it'll be a mixture of Austin Ekeler and if they keep McNichols. So we can't forget about him either. But I think if Chris Rodriguez makes the team, he leads the team to carry. Leads the team to carry.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Good stuff. Thanks for chiming in. I did want to say, I understand it's tough to put a lot of that on a rookie, but let me just remind everyone of a six-round pick, 173 overall, 2012, Alfred Morris.
I know Alfred Morris, brother. I got you. Hey, but look, but you know what the thing about Alfred was? Here's the one thing Kroski Merritt has to learn. I think he has a lot of skills and ability, but the one thing I'm concerned about him, he has to learn how to get his pads levels a little better. He kind of runs straight up high sometimes. So that's the only knock I would have on a rookie. Other than that, he looks good.
Yep,
and I'm going to tell you one thing. Alfred Morris has never had that problem, so that's a good difference.
Yeah, and he hit a lot of home runs in the end zone his rookie season.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Rodney. Yep, let's go to Rodney and Bowie. Rodney, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AY? Yeah, I'm not going to get all emotional about the Brian Robinson thing. Listen, they could have sent him to the Browns. They could have sent him to a sorry team. Adam Peters has a good relationship, of course, with San Francisco. You know Shanahan can scheme an offense around anybody.
Yeah.
I think sometimes none of us would have thought that last year's team would have went to the NFC championship game in the first year. What I like about the new ownership, they have empowered Adam Peters to do his job.
Yeah.
Nobody was crying about John Allen when John Allen got cut, and we needed him on the defense more than we need Brian Robinson on the offense if you're looking at just last year's production. Listen, the great teams, I'm not comparing Washington to the team to New England. New England got rid of Richard Seymour in his prime. That's what you do when you want to continuously build your roster. We're in the second year of rebuilding this roster, and we made it to the NFC Championship game. I stand on the side of the fence. I'm going to give Adam Peters the benefit of the doubt in these first two or three years. Normally, when we had Snyder, we was like, oh, well, maybe in 5 years the roster will be good enough to make it to the playoffs. We made it all the way to the conference championship game. So I'm erring on the side of patience. I think Rodriguez can be the leading back this year, but I think running back by committee combined will get us more yards than one back. And it can't be Jaden. It can't be Jaden at all. So I'm just going to err on the side of giving Adam Peters patience because, listen, no regimen is married to the old people, and it's not their fault that Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson is a victim of a trash organization previous to the new regime. So, and I'm not going to get emotional about million-dollar people making millions of dollars.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with you. Good call. I love the passion and the energy. Hail to the Commanders. I like what the caller said in terms of let ownership stay away and Adam Peters, who you hired to be the football guy, do football things, right? Like the previous ownership, Metal Chris, tell me if I'm right on this. If we had that much success under Snyder, which is just crazy to think about because they never won, it felt like more than 9 games. Snyder would have overpaid like a Nick Chubb, right? Like Snyder would have gone out and overpaid an over-the-hill running back that is a big name and brought him in here to take a step forward. Josh Harris is just letting Adam Peters navigate this, and he drafted a guy in the 7th round that he likes. I'd rather let ownership stay away and let the general manager handle things. I like what Adam Peters is doing. Let's go to line 3. We've got Nicholas in Calvert County. Nicholas, I hear you're a big fan. How are you?
Say something, buddy.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hail to the Commanders. It's a game day, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you excited for?
Looking forward to the season.
Yeah? Are you going to the game?
Yeah, we're on the way right now.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you listening. Where are your seats?
Lower level.
Oh, that's awesome. You're going to see the action live. Is this going to be your first game?
No.
No.
Second.
Okay, you're second. You're already a veteran. Well, Nicholas, what are you most excited for this season?
Beating Dallas.
Yeah! That's a good answer. Jaden Daniels changed my life, Nicholas. I hope you get to enjoy him for a long, long time.
Thank you.
Thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Awesome to bring a young HTTC onto the show in Nicholas there. 9-year-old kid calling in on his way to his second game. It's a Burgundy and Gold game day here on The Fan. It's a rivalry against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm already looking ahead to Tuesday cut day, see who ends up making the 53-man roster. We're opening up the phone line still, 1-800-636-1067. I know we've still got a few people on the line who want to chime in about B-Rob, and I ask you, who do you think leads this team in carries this season? 1-800-636-1067. Tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 1067 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We've had some great callers today, including a 9-year-old kid. How about that? Appreciate everybody listening to the show, tweeting me that they're listening as well. Alex has tweeted me, my buddy Matt DeVore, letting me know that he's listening. DMV native Chris tweeting me as well. He's enjoying the show. And it is a burgundy and gold game day. And on game day, you get the inactive list, all right? 33 players will not play for the Commanders in the preseason finale against the Baltimore Bengals. The Baltimore Ravens. Nikki Japala with the report. I'm going to quickly run through this list. You're going to hear all the stars' names. Take a listen to the names that you don't hear. Those are the guys that are playing today. Number zero, Mike Sainristil, Debo Samuel, Marshawn Lattimore, Will Harris, Frankie Louvu, Jaden Daniels. No surprise there. Terry McLaurin will not play, but Terry McLaurin is in the building. He has just walked into Northwest Stadium. Why is that a big deal? Well, he didn't come to the last game. I'm not going to read too much into this because I'm like 99.999% he's going to play week one. I'm not really freaking out. I told a listener last night, I know it's getting late in the offseason, but I feel like they will certainly work something out. I just don't believe the front office will screw up that badly that he won't play week one. So I'm pretty confident about that. So it is big news to me that he's in the building, even though he won't play. Mariota will not play. Quan Martin will not play. Von Miller, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Jones. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt will not play, but Chris Rodriguez will. Does that mean Bill is running back one? Or maybe I'm reading too much into this. Bill will not play. Chris Rodriguez will. Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, Javon Kinlaw. Let me just say, Jeremy Reeves has earned a spot on the defense this season. It's absolutely true. He was a star in preseason and in training camp, and he's not just going to be a special teams ace this year. He will probably be our third safety. I think it'll be Quan Martin, Will Harris, with Jeremy Reeves getting in there. Kinlaw will not play. Bobby Wagner, Jacob Martin, Nick Ballore, Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, Josh Connerly. So the rookie, right tackle, they've seen enough. Brandon Coleman will not play, but he's back from injury. That's good news. Sam Cosmi, we didn't think would play, of course. Laremy Tunsil, Jalen Lane out. Luke McCaffrey will play. Luke McCaffrey will play today. Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, John Bates, Dietrich Wise, Doran Armstrong, Jerron Payne conclude the list of players that will not play. So three guys that will play that I have on my list, top of the list of things to watch for. Number one, Luke McCaffrey. There's been talk about him maybe not making this roster. I told you guys last week, there's no way in hell Brian Robinson doesn't make the roster. I was wrong. So I'm not going to guarantee Luke McCaffrey makes the roster. But I do think that he's a project that this coaching staff believes in and they won't move on from him. And it's not like KJ Osborne or Michael Gallup or Ja'Cory Brooks have really made the most of this opportunity. They've been okay. I think T. Martin has made some plays, Chris Moore. But it's not like any of these guys have popped to the point where they've jumped ahead of Luke McCaffrey. But Jalen Lane, I think, has jumped ahead of Luke McCaffrey. I think right now if the season would start and everyone was healthy, it'd be Terry 1, Debo 2, Noah Brown 3, Jalen Lane 4. And then you'd get some Zach Ertz catches and maybe a Ben Senator or John Bates catch as well. But Luke McCaffrey will play today. That's big news. Chris Rodriguez will play today. That's big news on the offensive side of the ball. You will see him out there. I really do think that kind of tells you that maybe Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is running back one on the depth chart. Because why wouldn't you play him then? If it was a competition right now between those two, you probably want to play both of them. There's three running backs that are going to make this team that are not playing. It's Bill, it's Nichols, it's Eckler. You'll get a lot of Dietrich Felton today, but Chris Rodriguez will play. And defensively, Trey Amos. I was kind of shocked to not see Trey Amos' name on the list of guys that are not playing, but I think it's because they want to ramp him up. He was supposed to play against the Bengals late scratch. I think Dan Quinn said he had a hamstring tightness. They might have saved him from going out against Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins on the opening drive. That probably could have further aggravated his hamstrings. So you'll get to see Trey Amos in action today. Probably limited, probably not much at all, but I do think that is worth noting for sure. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Bones in Southeast. Bones, I appreciate you hanging on hold. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Have a shout-out to Heavy Metal. Thanks for taking my call, A-Wad. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, calling in, being real sympathetic, you know, about B-Rob, right? But, you know, I watched the games last season, right? And I saw B-Rob, how he was running, how he was, you know, trying to hit the holes. You know, B-Rob, you know, was missing a lot. You know, he didn't help the linemen out at all, the offensive line out at all, because B-Rob kept running with his head down. You know, so I played football for a long, long time in my days, right? And I'm saying I can recognize when a running back is running with their head down. And that's what B-Rob did. He kept running with his head down on a lot of plays, man. And he was not, you know, real aggressive when he hit the hole. He was tiptoeing.
Yeah.
He kept tiptoeing trying to hit the holes, man. So, you know, I mean, you know, he got to move on, and the next man got to step up, man. You know, I think we're going to get a lot, you know, because y'all sleeping on Jeremy Nichols, man. Jeremy Nichols, man, you know, I got a lot of confidence in Jerry McNichols. Right on. Thank you. I got a lot of confidence in Jerry McNichols as well as Chris Rodriguez. But I'm telling you, man, watch out for Jerry McNichols, man. And I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. Peace.
Yeah, I appreciate you chiming in. I did talk about this last year, that Brian Robinson was not hitting a hole like I wanted him to, and he didn't have the explosive run. Now, I'm not going to go all the way and say he never had an explosive run. He had an explosive run against the Titans. He had an explosive run against the Giants. We didn't get enough explosive runs from Brian Robinson Jr. And I will say, I thought Jeremy McNichols was the best player on the field in the blowout preseason loss to the Patriots. There was not many bright spots from that 48-18 loss, but McNichols was awesome, and I thought that was eye-opening to the coaching staff, in my mind. Like, he's McNichols and Eckler, you can use both those guys. And then if you have a Rodriguez or a Bill to be like your short yardage situations, I think you can envision an offense with those guys and not need Brian Robinson Jr. I think that played into the coaching staff decision. Let's go to line one. We've got Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, you're on the fan with AWOD.
How's it going, Adam?
Good. How are you?
How you doing? I'm good. Everything's well. Thanks for taking my call. I don't want to see Jalen Daniels be the leading rusher. That's his thing.
You ever see, who do you want to see be the leading rusher?
Not Jalen. I want him to be 4,000 yards. That's only 250 yards a game.
Oh, okay.
A little less because now it's 17, right?
Yeah.
I like it for Chris Rodriguez. I think that he's got to step up. Hopefully, Austin Eckler can stay healthy. We should have a big year, but I think the 49ers kind of got the best of that deal. I think Washington didn't want to pay him, just like they're going through with Jerry McCartan. They didn't want to pay Brian Robinson. You know, he's not a star. I don't think he would demand a lot of money. So they got something for him. I think he's going to star for the 49ers a lot, many times. And you're going to be seeing Chris McCaffrey become a wide receiver, because they're hurting now because they lost two wide receivers in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
All they have is Ayuk is not going to be there to game six, because I can see kind of like Chris McCaffrey becoming like Branch. I don't even remember that wide receiver. I think he started as a running back, because he's got good speed, he's got good hands. He's a hell of a running back.
Chris McCaffrey. I think you're onto something, Mitch. I appreciate the call. I think you're onto something in terms of Brian Robinson Jr. is in a great spot in San Francisco. McCaffrey missed a lot of last season. Like, it felt like 90% of last season. Ayuk's out to start the season. Juwan Jennings was, like, demanding a trade. He's questionable to start the season. Ricky Pearsall's proved nothing. Debo's gone. Like, we've seen Shanahan use multiple running backs. I don't know that they love Isaac Garendo as the backup as well. Like, there could be a chance that Christian McCaffrey is in the backfield, and then, like he's saying, goes out in the slot, or they go with two running backs, or McCaffrey gets hurt, and Brian Robinson could be productive this season. I think it worked out well for him to get an opportunity, because we weren't going to pay him after his contract ended. He could have a good enough season that some other team could pay him. I do think there's a chance for that. It seems like a lot of people do not want Jayden Daniels to lead this team in rushing. All right. He had 891 yards last year. You don't want him to lead you in rushing? This team, let me go through it again. All right, let me just check my math here because I believe the answer was 9-1. All right. Metal Chris, you can help me out here. All right. We lost week one to the Bucks. He had 88 yards. Week two, he had 44. That's a win. Anytime he's over 34 yards, we win. Week three, Cincinnati, 39 yards. We win. Week four, Arizona, 47 yards. We win. Cleveland, 82 yards. We win. We lose to Baltimore. Well, guess what? He only had 22 yards rushing. That doesn't count. When he had 34 or above, I believe we were 9-1. Carolina, 50 yards, 5 wins, all right? And, oh, yeah, he only played in the first quarter in that game. Chicago, Hail Mary, 52 yards rushing, 6 wins. Giants, 35 yards rushing, 3 losses. Two of those 3 losses, he had 5 yards carry against the Steelers and only 18 yards against the Eagles. They shut him out, and we had no offense. Then he did go off for 74 against the Cowboys, and we lost. All right, so 7-2 when he runs for 34 or more yards. 8-2 against the Titans, right? 9-2 against the Saints. 10-2 against the Eagles. 11-2 against the Falcons. And then 2-1 in the postseason when Jayden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. I know there's all the talk that I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to run so much so he gets hurt. You can't live like that. You can't live like that. You have to live by the fact that when he runs, he's awesome, and we win. So you got to keep running him. You got to keep running him. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We're live and local on The Fan for a final hour, and we're going to bring on J.P. Flame from the Sports Junkies, hear more about his special announcement that took place earlier this week on The Junks. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.